AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. National Guard troops are now taking up positions in Baltimore. The police chief says they'll be of use holding areas that have been cleared of rioters as police go through the affected areas of the city. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake.
We will bring order. It's very clear that I am not interested in exacerbating the situation. My goal is to bring calm, but we will have order and we will have peace.
Fires and riots started hours after the funeral for Freddie Gray, who died of a mysterious injury after being arrested. Gray's stepfather, Richard Shipley, says the unrest won't help the family get justice.
To see that it turned into all this violence and destruction, I am really appalled. Family, I love you, and we're supposed to be in this for justice, but is it just us?
Some 80 firefighters were called to fight a huge fire that engulfed an unoccupied building under construction in East Baltimore Monday night. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has declared a state of emergency for the city. Five people have been shot outside a New York City church where a funeral was in progress. Two have died. It happened Monday night outside the Emmanuel Church of God in Brooklyn's East Flatbush neighborhood. So far, no arrests. 18 people, including four Americans, were killed by gusts of wind that blasted through Mount Everest base camp during the earthquake that hit Nepal. The overall death toll from Saturday's tremor is more than 4,300. Nepal's labor secretary says rescue workers are desperate for heavy equipment.
We need equipment for the dozer, like a bulldozer and crane, some scaffolder. And we need, because a lot of people die inside the dead body inside the house.
Smaller aftershocks are expected to continue in Nepal for a month. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow fell 42 points. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State Kerry is urging his Iranian counterpart to persuade Yemen's rebels to join political talks.
Kerry's meeting today with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is focused on Iran nuclear talks, but Kerry says Yemen will certainly come up since Tehran backs the Houthi rebels.
I will certainly urge that everybody do their part to try to reduce the violence and allow the negotiations to begin.
Kerry says a pause in Saudi-led airstrikes on the rebels last week was designed to provide space for talks, but that the Houthis instead took advantage and started to seize more territory. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The official state China of the Obama administration is a modern-inspired service trimmed in blue.
Dubbed Kailua Blue in honor of the waters off the president's home in Hawaii.
White House curator William Allman, Japan's prime minister, will eat from the new China at a state dinner. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.